Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the slate for you guys. We have a six-game slate today, not the biggest for a Wednesday, but it's an okay one. I got some ugly games, some good games, but let's just dive right in. It's pretty, it'll get the job done today. Like, six games is enough. You can play your cash games, you can play your tournaments, and, there's some obvious spots, and then there's some non-obvious spots. And normally with those non-obvious spots, it's always good spots to fade. So, let's get started, though. Now, the Nets and the Pistons is the first game of the day. 209 team total, and this is a game that, we got the Nets have a lot of injuries going on here. We got Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. We don't know what his status is going to be for this game. Caris LeVert, he's been ruled out. You got Quincy Acey. He is currently questionable for this game. And then, we also have, or is that it? Yeah, that's everything. Don't also forget, Tyler Zeller was traded, right? So that makes Jared Allen very interesting. Jared Allen has been playing really secure minutes. The problem, though, is his price tag has been up around the industry. Here's his minutes. 26, 24, 27, 23. I feel pretty safe and confident to say that Jared Allen's going to be getting, 25 minutes a night. The problem is do you want that at that price tag? My answer is no, so I'm probably going to pass on him today. Don't think it's really that necessary to take that route. If we have Rondae Hollis-Jefferson out, like, Damari Carroll is a fantastic option here. Just a very safe play at that current price tag around the industry. There's just a nice floor with some upside there. So I like Damari Carroll. I think he's someone that you can roster if you want. D'Angelo Russell, if we get news that he's going to play with a, no minutes restriction, sure, I'd love to play him. Problem is, I don't know. Here's his minutes, right? 19, 18, 23, 16, 20. Very frustrating situation with D'Angelo Russell, so until I find out that he's basically unleashed, I'm not going to touch him. Do you want to play Spencer Dinwiddie in a revenge spot? That's the question, right? He's been good. If you look at the game logs, 41, 32, 45, 32... 24, 21. He's had good games. The minutes, too, they're, between 25 and 33, so it's like up and down. You kind of have to hope that you get the 30 minute game, but the problem is I don't like hoping for that. I don't think we need to play him on this slate, but if someone said they wanted to play him against like Ish Smith defense, I wouldn't hate it, but the price is getting up there too, so I really think it's Damari Carroll is the main guy you want to focus on the Nets and just kind of move on. Let's go to the next one, though. We got the Detroit Pistons, and we got to talk about them a little bit. They have 109 team total, and you got to talk about how great they've been since the Blake Griffin trade, haven't they? It's been incredible how good they've played. Definitely a team that you want to target here. They got some guys that are still a little bit underpriced. One guy in particular is Reggie Bullock. His price is still too cheap around the industry, a spot against the Nets. I like him. I think there's upside there just at that price. The floor is not the greatest, but he's getting a healthy amount of minutes every game. 34, 35, 35, 29, 30. Just a good amount of minutes, and he's shown upside at that price. I like it. I like playing him more than Stanley Johnson personally. Sure, Stanley Johnson, right? He showed that 150-point fantasy game, but they're just playing similar minutes, and I don't think there's like a huge difference between the two of them. So give me Reggie Bullock over him for a much cheaper price tag. Luke Kennard, he's been getting a healthy amount of minutes. I don't think you need to be playing him here, though. I don't think he's a necessary value that you need to take. Ish Smith, he's a pretty solid value. I like him actually in this spot. I think we can get some exposure to him and be pretty happy about it. Ish Smith is someone that I definitely like targeting here. Has a nice solid floor, and for his price, he's a pretty good play. On fantasy draft, he is specifically, what is his price? 11.1K. So yeah, he's a nice like value kind of on that site. I would take him at 11.1K and be pretty happy with him at that price tag. Let's go to the next one. We got the, let's go to the front court, my bad. Andre Drummond, what do we want to do here with him? This is just too good of a spot, right? The Nets are just awful on the boards, right? We loved Clint Capela yesterday. Was one of the better plays, at center. He was a little priced up. That was kind of one of the issues. And yeah, Andre Drummond is someone that you definitely want to be, getting your exposure to for sure. It's definitely someone that you want to play. Andre Drummond is 18.3K. That price tag is definitely expensive, right? But if you have the money for it, I think we can find the money if we want to. I think this is a good spot for him against the Nets. Have to like him. But would you rather just find $2,000, save $2,000 and play Blake Griffin? I kind of think I would rather do that. But I do think they're both like good plays. Drummond is definitely going to be a guy that I consider. I'm going to like Blake Griffin a lot too. Either way, I want to get exposure to one of these centers, it seems like, on this slate. It really seems like I'm going to want to make sure I at least get one of them. Drummond is definitely popping my model for me a lot, though, too. So is Blake Griffin. So I think it just depends on who fits, you know, who fits my construction better. And that's going to kind of be the approach I take with it. I like both of them. It does matter, though. Like, if you do say you take out, you know, Andre Drummond for Blake Griffin, what does that $2,000 do for you? It could do a lot. Don't know for sure. You kind of have to like wait till roster construction and wait to see how much all the value shakes up. But I think getting exposure to Drummond and Blake Griffin should be something you're trying to do your best on this slate, because they're both really good plays. So at least getting exposure to one would be smart. Let's move on to the next game. We got the Houston Rockets and the Miami Heat, a 211 team total. And the Rockets, man, so they're on the road coming off a back-to-back, and they're a team I normally like to target. The problem here is they're going against Miami, a slower-paced team, pretty good defensive team, too. So, I don't know. I'm kind of not as interested in guys like the James Hardens and the Chris Pauls. They're just kind of expensive, and I don't love the matchup for them. So I kind of see them just being guys I don't really play on this slate. Same with, like, even, like, a Clint Capella. Like, he's sort of priced up, and he was priced up yesterday for a Nets matchup. Now he's priced up against the Heat. I don't know. I just don't see, like, seems like I'm going to be playing many guys here on the Rockets. Even guys like Eric Gordon, I don't just really want to play him. I don't know. It seems like I might really just fade Miami, and it's kind of weird to think that. I could understand on a site like a FanDuel if you, you know, say you have all this value and you get forced into a James Harden for raw points. Yeah, that makes sense, right? I was forced into the James Harden for raw points yesterday on yesterday's slate in cash, so I ended up playing him over there. So I understand when that happens, doing that, especially at a spot against the Nets, that was great. But against the Heat, still, it's not an amazing spot for him. So I don't know. For some reason, the more and more I think about it, it just seems like the Rockets are just going to be a team I kind of stay away from. And not on purpose, it's just naturally, just they're not going to fall into my lineup. By the way, I'm building. I mean, Ryan Anderson, him going down with the ankle is definitely going to be something we need to watch for, though, because if he's not playing, I mean, Luke Richard Mbamute, there's more minutes for him, even though he already plays a pile of minutes. But, like, he just, I don't know, does he get forced into maybe 40 minutes a night? Because there's also Trevor Ariza's out. Does Gerald Green get some extra run? Maybe he gets a little extra run. They go small ball and they try to play him at the four. Even PJ Tucker, they'll slide him maybe at the four and then put Gerald Green at three. I don't know. It's like that's going to be what I'm kind of watching for. Is it going to really boost up Clint Capella? Not really minutes wise. I think that just he'll his minutes stay the same. Maybe he picks up 2 or 3 minutes here and there, because at times if the Rockets do go small, but and like Ryan Anderson gets some center run and maybe they put Capella in a little bit more, but it's mainly going to focus on that front court. And if Ryan Anderson is out, that's what I would focus on, is maybe getting some exposure, some of those value guys and whatnot. But again, this is not a team I'm in love with today. What about the Heat, though? Are the Heat a team I like today? Not really. Again, they're a team that's kind of spreading the ball, spreading the minutes out a lot, and they're kind of really uncertain with what they're doing. I know the Kelly Olynyk injury is definitely going to help us out, and definitely going to be something to consider. We're going to have the front court being very thin now. We got James Johnson. He hasn't been good recently. That's the one concern I really have with James Johnson. Last couple games, 22 minutes, 28 minutes, 18 minutes, and then the numbers just all over the place, 13.1, 38, 9.9. I mean, just all over the place in the numbers. This is a good spot for him, though, with Kelly Olynyk going down. I feel like he could be one of the biggest beneficiaries here. I know they talk about playing Bam some more runs, so maybe getting Bam as a cheap center in 26 minutes. Yesterday against Orlando, he had a massive game going over 30 fantasy points. I mean, he was incredible, so it's tough. I think we're going to have to play some of these Heat guys. Just the question is which ones. Bam, I really would rather play him in like a forward spot, like so on like a fantasy draft. It's great because you can roster a ton of different centers. I think that's a good route to go. I'm just wondering if James Johnson is going to be the guy that I really get exposure to here. He's just been really frustrating, and I don't know if I want to risk that in my cash games. In tournament, sure, I think it's going to make a ton of sense. But yeah, be on the lookout for the value in that front court and find out what they're going to do, because I know Spoelstra, he said yesterday, or 2 days ago, he said in a tweet, he said he wants to play Whiteside and Bam together, and then he came back and said that he can't play Whiteside and Bam together because they won't work properly. So, and I believe it said James Johnson would then get more of the run. So my guess is James Johnson's the guy that you really want to target now and kind of get your exposure to on the Heat with the Olynyk news. Josh Richardson this past month, like, has been just one of the steadiest guys you can find, just getting like a mid-20s to like upper 30s in fantasy points every single night. against the Heat, this isn't a bad spot for him. Just the tempo of the game and the pace. He's going to play a ton of minutes. I don't mind Josh Richardson as a cash game play. Still, he's kind of pricey. It kind of feels gross. I don't think he's a tournament play, but a cash game play, if he fits your last spot, I wouldn't hate it. Also, Wayne Ellington, he's questionable for the game, so that'll obviously help out Josh Richardson, give him a couple more minutes maybe, so that'll be nice for his value. Goran Dragic, man, so I don't get him right too often. He's a really frustrating roster. I think he's a good play at the price he's at. I don't know if I'll play him. I really hate rostering him because it just seems like I don't get his days right. And, you know, it's just, there's such a wide range of outcomes. I'll just read you the game log. 33.3, 53.4, 14.9, 31.6, 28. 10.2, 26.9. I mean, he's just all over the place. And it's really frustrating in cash games. I think he's a great tournament play. Cash games, though, it's kind of tough for me to roster him. If he fits my last spot, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't love it. It's spot against the Rockets, you know, he's dealing with Chris Paul defense, that's the frustrating part, but it's definitely an up-tempo game. If Wayne Ellington is out, that could definitely help out Tyler Johnson, and I think he could be an interesting tournament play too, but again, strictly tournaments on a guy like him who's just very cheap, and he's, you know, flashed upside in the past. All right, let's go to the next game, Utah Jazz, Memphis Grizzlies. This game is a, I'm losing it here, 202 team total. So 202 is a very low total here. Not one of my favorite games to roster for sure. We got the Grizzlies who look awful right now. I mean, their team does not look good. They're dealing with a lot of injuries, and they have Tyreke Evans who's currently sitting because he might get traded. With that news of him possibly being traded, that's opened up the backcourt a lot, and there's been guys that we can roster. We got, you know, Andrew Harrison, Mario Chalmers, and Wayne Selden. They're all perfectly in play, right? I think they're all good values. The problem with them is just, like, sometimes they can put up bad games. Like, they're just not good basketball players, right? They got, you know, beat by the Hawks yesterday, and I think they got beat pretty bad. Let me pull up the game real quick, because I want to see how bad it was. I mean, it was definitely not pretty. Remember when I look in, I thought it was like a really ugly score. The score of that game last night, I believe they got like absolutely murdered by the Hawks, which is just awful. Yeah, they lost so bad to the Hawks. So this team is just really bad. And like, again, I do think that these guards are good value plays. You know, they're fine, they're solid, but they're not like elite value plays or anything, right? We have to temper our expectations with them. They can absolutely put up duds. So I'm worried about them, especially against a Jazz team that's looked pretty good. I'm going to try my best to stay away from the Grizzlies. I get it. If those value plays, they can definitely be helpful at those prices. And if they fit, I have no issues with those guards. They're all perfectly fine plays, but I'm likely just going to do my best to stay away. Same with like Marc Gasol, right? Marc Gasol getting a great amount of usage. He's this team's best player, but going against Rudy Gobert, tough matchup. I'll pass on that. And again, this is like one of the slower paced games on the slate, and a good game that you can maybe cross off on this slate, if I'm being honest. Look at the Utah Jazz. If we have to play anyone over here, no, Ricky Rubio, what he's doing is incredible. Problem is the price is getting up there. You know, 13.3K on fantasy draft. Do I want to pay that price? Not really. With Rubio's current price hike and in this matchup, which is, you know, slow-paced game, and not the greatest, I think Ricky Rubio is a good fade if you haven't been playing him. If you've been playing him, keep riding this train and keep playing him because he's made you money and you need to keep playing him, basically. But if you've been fading him, that's kind of the approach I would take. If you've been playing Rubio, load up on him if you want. If you haven't been, you probably shouldn't jump on now. It's not the right time to. Rudy Gobert, I think he's he's a fine play, you know, the price is nice, 13.4K. Problem is the matchup is tough. I think there's just other centers that we can probably play instead, and I don't think we need to play Gobert. We can just find money for some other guys. So, and I think there's just guys at the top that you want to pay for today. So I'm not going to play Gobert. I'd rather look for, Anthony Davis and Karl-Anthony Towns. They're both really good plays that I'm going to want to get exposure to today. Anyone else? Like Donovan Mitchell, I know he's coming off a really ugly game. Would I play him here? Probably not. I just think he's already expensive and it's just not necessary. And I think this is a good fade spot. This entire team is just a team in a game that I really just don't think we need to be getting exposure to. So yeah, other than that, I'm really not too excited about this game. Sorry guys. Wish I could like it, but, on some of these sites, crossing off games is not a bad thing to do. All right, we got Anthony Davis on the next game. Indiana Pacers and New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans are at home, and Davis is the guy you want. I mean, the Pacers, I always talk about how the Pacers are terrible, and I mean terrible against centers. So Anthony Davis is going to be a guy you want to get exposure to today. I love him. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate. One of the guys I think you want to be jamming in your lineups for sure. On DraftKings specifically, Mirotić, Nikolai Mirotić, I think his price tag is crazy. You have to get exposure to him. Same with Fantasy Draft, 12.3K. Have to love that price tag. He's a guy that you should definitely get exposure to on this slate. Those are two guys I absolutely love, and you know, they basically said there was, you know, some word that having Rondo there has been good for Mirotić. He liked that, so I'm gonna go back on the well on Rondo in tournaments. Just like those guys are comfortable with each other, and they just need to like kind of play that rotation together a lot more and get them moving as a unit. And I think that this is the spot they can do it, though. Kind of the get right spot for the Pelicans. You know, first game against just a terrible opponent, they should absolutely mop the floor with them. So I like Rondo a little bit in tournaments. Think he's an interesting option at that price. And then Drew Holiday. I mean, this guy is someone that you definitely want to target too. When Davis or Cousins is out, he sees a nice bump in usage and fantasy points. Definitely someone you want to get exposure to. It's like that core four on the Pelicans I like a lot. Davis is he's probably my number one to like. Mirotić at his price is just too cheap, so he'll be my number two, and I love Drew Holiday. And then Rondo's a distant fourth, but again, more of a tournament play for me. I think you can mix and match, like the Etuan Moores, like you can put him in there. I think he's like the one guy, if you had me pick, I'd throw in there, but maybe throw in like a Darius Miller, you can mix him in there, but I just think it's like mainly that core four is really where I'm targeting, and they're guys you want to get heavy exposure to on this slate. The Pacers side of the ball, they're dealing with some injuries. We know Darren Collison is out for a while. Collison is out for a long time, so that's putting Joe Young and Corey Joseph getting some point guard minutes. Some values that could be very interesting on this slate, especially against a New Orleans team that doesn't play a ton of defense at all. So definitely have to consider looking at that one. The real news to watch, though, on the Pacers is, will Oladipo play? If Oladipo plays, he's a guy I want to be getting in my lineups against the Pelicans team. He's been dealing with an illness, so, you know, the question is, how bad was that illness? I wish I knew. I hope we get, like, news that he's, like, feeling better. I know he's questionable for this game. I don't want to play a guy that, like, just comes off an illness and is, like, still not really exactly there and just kind of does it because the team is so shorthanded. I'm a little worried that could be the case, so I'm hoping we can get, like, just some really strong reports from basically the coach saying, like, you know, well, he is perfectly fine, he's ready to go, something like that. So we'll have to see kind of what the news is on that. But if he plays, I want to get exposure to him. If Oladipo doesn't play, Lance Stephenson, who I was just about to talk about, he's going to make me want to dance, right? Lance going to make you want to dance. Just too good of a play. Someone that I think you can even play if Oladipo plays, because he's going to still get a significant amount of usage. Lance is a guy that you want to get exposure to for sure. This team is not good against the wings. I like him. I think Bojan Bogdanovic, I'm mad I didn't pull the trigger on him last time out there, but I still think he's a pretty good play. He is very points dependent. I agree with that. If Oladipo plays, that could definitely cut into him, but I still think he's someone at his price you can still consider. He's a guy you can definitely get exposure to on the slate. Power forward, though, you know, Thad Young and Sabonis, this is just not a good spot for them. I don't like them a ton. I think it's a pass spot. Don't think they're really that necessary. I think there's better guys on the slate to take at that position, so I wouldn't take them. And then Miles Turner, you know, he had a good game against Cousins the last time out. I remember hearing someone say, if Oladipo sits, like, you know, I think that hurts him more. I think Oladipo being there helps get him more opportunities, right? Better ball handler to pass him the ball. So I think if Oladipo plays, I like Turner a little bit more. If Oladipo doesn't play, then I'd be less excited to play him. But I think he's in play. If you play Oladipo, I wouldn't mind running it back with a Miles Turner. But again, this center position, I really want to pay up for Davis today, and really want to pay up for Towns. So I don't know if I really want to go down there. On fantasy draft, sure, when you can play a bunch of guys, that's obviously great. So get your exposure to, you know, as many centers as you can if you like the, you know, the value there. And I think the price tag is good on Miles Turner. On fantasy draft, 11.5K, that's really cheap. So just don't forget about Miles Turner. I think he's an interesting play if Oladipo is in. But again, news we have to wait on throughout the day. Let's go to the next game. We got the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers are bad, guys. Everyone knows it. Their defense is one of the worst in the league by far. It's just absolutely atrocious. So we want to load up on Timberwolves. I think there's good reason to. You know, Towns is one of my favorites. Jimmy Butler, too. I love him. Those are both going to be guys I like spending on today. So definitely get some exposure to him. Both those guys are two elite plays that I'm going to want to get a lot of exposure to. So Towns and Butler, have to love them in this spot. If I'm being honest, all these Timberwolves are definitely in play, though. I mean, it's just going to be, there's so many to love. Jeff Teague is a good option. I think Andrew Wiggins is a great play. People are going to be like, Andrew Wiggins, yeah, I hate playing this guy, but he's got revenge on his mind, man. Alan Lem tweeted this out, pretty good note. Andrew Wiggins, or he didn't tweet this out, but he quoted the tweet. It's not his stat, but he found the stat from someone. Random note, Andrew Wiggins is now averaging 29.1 points in 7 career meetings against the Cleveland Cavaliers franchise that drafted him and traded him away. By far the most against any opponent. That's not a coincidence. Andrew Wiggins gets up for this game. I like Andrew Wiggins in this spot. He's cheap, has upside. He's a guy that I think you want to get exposure to. So, yeah, Andrew Wiggins, definitely make sure you play him today. I think he's a good tournament option. Jeff Teague, you know, he's been a little frustrating again, but this is a great spot for him to get right. I don't hate him. He's an okay play, but I actually like Tyus Jones for cheap. And hear me out on Tyus Jones. Just look at the last couple games. I get it, right? He has some ugly games. 20 minutes, 17 minutes, 17 minutes, 13, and then it goes 1.5, 4.5, 16.6, and 22.7 in fantasy points. He has a wide range of outcomes, but I think in tournaments, I think it's an interesting play. We're playing it against the Cavs team that we're kind of expecting a blowout against. The Cavaliers' defense is just so bad. I expect the Timberwolves just to mop the floor with them. I forget who it was on Saturday, but I think it was the Pelicans. I mean, they were beating up the Pelicans all game long, and the Pelicans are not a good defensive team, and the Cavaliers are worse than them. I don't know. I'm expecting very similar, and in that game, like Tyus Jones, he against the Pelicans, he had 15 real-life points. I mean, this is just going to be an easy game for him to be able to get some production off the bench, and if he gets that fourth quarter run off the bench, you know, that could be good for him. He could get a lot of garbage time runs. So I don't hate it in tournaments. If you're building your, if you're building your teams, assuming that this game is going to blow out, I don't hate Tyus Jones. Again, it's a really deep tournament play, but I think it's interesting. My main targets are going to be the Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, and Karl Anthony Towns, even like a Taj Gibson too. I like him because he's just like a cheap, play that just getting exposure to a bad defense, like getting exposure to bad defenses through, cheap, plays. And he's cheap enough where, I'll take Taj Gibson too. Those are the four main guys I really want to target though. Jeff Teague is probably the odd man out, my least favorite Timberwolves of the starter, but that's about it for them. Let's head on over to the Cavs. People may think this is very unpopular, but full fade. I don't need to play any of these guys. I'm sorry. I know Stevie talked about on the morning grind with D Wade being out. That would make Jeff Green pretty interesting, and I don't hate that. I think that's worth noting. He talked about that, and I don't hate that, right? And he's a guy that will probably get blowout run too, which is great, just in case the game gets ugly. But I really just think this game is going to blow out. I'm not going to be playing this one. I'll just play the Timberwolves that I think are going to get their production and kind of call it a day. This Cavaliers team is really bad. It's just not good. No need for me. Also, you got to think about this. The Timberwolves are like a very, paced down team. Very surprising how much of a paced down team they are. I think they're ranked like 20th in the league last I looked. I could pull it up now and see. Let's see if I can find this for you guys. So I have it up right here. Cleveland is ranked 13th in pace, and the Minnesota is ranked they're ranked 23rd. So yeah, that's definitely going to be a little bit of a pace up game for a team like the Timberwolves. So can't complain about that. Definitely good for them. And again, it's definitely paced down for the Cavs, and just this team is bad. I'm going to fade them completely. I just don't think we need to. Jeff Green is the one guy, maybe like getting some blowout run. Maybe an Isaiah Thomas too, because he gets some usage right with Wade out. So maybe him, but that guy, he has been so bad. I just don't really know if I want to be taking that approach with them. So I'm just going to do my best to stay away from them. And we just got some word. Victor Oladipo is expected to play tonight. So that's good to hear. I'm definitely going to get some Oladipo exposure. There's going to be a lot of usage for him. And that's going to be my favorite game to target, that New Orleans-Indiana game. All right, let's go over to the San Antonio and Phoenix game. This game, is not one I would normally like, but with Devin Booker expected not to play in this game, that's definitely going to be big news for us, and I think we have to play some of these Suns, right? Even some Spurs, too. Spurs are in like a nice pace-up game. LaMarcus Aldridge is pretty interesting. I like him on the Spurs side of the ball. I think you can get exposure through him. Kyle Anderson, he's been... he hasn't been like what he was. He had that one stretch where he was absolutely incredible, but I think this is a great spot for him against the Suns. So I like Kyle Anderson a little bit, even Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol could be in for a pretty good game. He's someone I would look to get exposure to. And we got Murray. Murray is now a starter. He's came back to, a little bit of earth a little bit. But this is a good spot for him against the Suns. I think those are, like, the main Spurs I want to target on. If I had to rank those Spurs, it's probably Aldridge number one for me, followed by Murray, then Kyle Anderson, and then Pau Gasol. That's kind of the way I would approach it. But those Spurs are all going to be good plays. But also, be on the lookout. This is a 10:30 game against the worst team in the league. Does Pop sit, guys? Maybe this could totally break the slate. If he sits one guy, it could change things. So we could get this news, and everything I'm talking about the Spurs could just change. So please be on the lookout for that. And I just want to stress, this is the Suns, right? They're one of the best teams to target in DFS. So make sure to get some Spurs exposure. You're getting one of the slowest-paced teams in the league in the Spurs going up against one of the fastest-paced teams. That doesn't play any defense in the Suns. So you're going to want to get exposure. We have this, didn't say the total out loud, but we have the Spurs in a 106.75 team total. We don't see that too often. What about the Suns, though? Again, I don't really, I would normally not roster the Suns a ton here, but they are in a spot where they're going against the Spurs, who are just, good defensive team, but the Suns don't have a lot of guys left. That's the problem. There's not a lot of bodies. So Josh Gray, he's someone that got some minutes that cut into Ulis a little bit. I think Ulis is still a guy you can go back and play. I get it. He had a bad game against the Lakers, and normally he's thrived against the Lakers, and this is not as great a matchup against the Spurs. But I think we got to go back to the well with Ulis in cash. Not cash, probably tournaments more so. At that price, I don't think we need to pay down at point guard like that. So, and his price has gone up a little bit. So I think in tournaments, I think Ulis is interesting. And this could honestly be the spot where everyone's like, "Whoa, man, Ulis in the great spot yesterday and cashed it terrible at high ownership. And now he's low owned and now he crushes." So again, it's not a great matchup for him, but I think he's definitely someone that's interesting. I like TJ Warren and Josh Jackson the most, though, on the Suns. I think that they're just good values on this slate. And, they've just been really good and getting just basically guaranteed minutes and putting up a ton of shots. So I like those two guys. Those are my two favorite Spurs on the slate. The big news we have to really watch for is Tyson Chandler. When Greg Monroe was there, Tyson Chandler was sitting out those, those second half of back-to-backs. And this is actually a third and four nights. We have Charlotte. They played on the fourth. Then they had off on the fifth, and then the sixth against the Lakers, and now the seventh against the Spurs. Normally, this was a classic Greg Monroe just plays for Tyson Chandler, right? Could we see Alex Len essentially just start now here? I wouldn't be shocked if we see Alex Len be the starter and Tyson Chandler not even play and just sit off the bench. The Suns have showed us that this season. Again, we have to wait and see. I'm sure we'll get this news early enough. But, Chandler played 33 and 30 minutes the past two games. I could easily see them sitting him and then playing Alex Len, who played, 11 minutes and 6 minutes. Instead, they'll just play him, 25 to 30 minutes. And at his price, I think he's an interesting value play. It's not the Spurs is not a great matchup at all or anything like that. But definitely think that Alex Len is, someone that we have to be considering on this slate. Alrighty, that's about it for the slate, guys. Also forgot to mention, I know you guys who love the narrative streets like me, it's Isaiah Thomas's birthday, so maybe that gives him a bump in the model that it's his birthday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Again, not a good defensive team against point guard, so maybe that's something to like with Wade being out. But that's about it for me, guys. Enjoyed you coming and watching. I really think this slate is a pretty solid one, but I think it's pretty obvious where to go. Indiana, New Orleans is the game that I'm going to be loading up on. I think everyone's going to be loading up on that too. So I think you're going to have to try to find ways to be creative throughout that. If you're stacking up Indiana and New Orleans, try and find some low-end guys that'll fit your construction a little differently than others. And that's kind of the approach that I'll take on this slate when I build my teams up. So again, load up on Indiana, New Orleans, guys. That's my favorite game of the day and the one that you want to get exposure to. So thanks a lot for joining me. If you have any questions about the slate or want to just interact on Twitter, my Twitter is at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. Again, that's Travis Mangone, and I am out.